Chuck Chad Freestyle, Morning Edition, Dog Days of Podcasting, 2013, August 21st, 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 21 is 7 times 3, I feel like Rain Man here. This is the Morning Edition, and I am back on schedule. You can probably tell from the liveliness of my voice that there's, I'm back on schedule from that crazy drive, sleepless night, almost sleepless night thing. That'll get me practice up for Dragon Con, right? I always got to look at things with a positive spin. So, last night I had this odd feeling about this upcoming party. And I realized people are going to be coming to town in a day or two for us. It's really, really weird that all these people are going to come around. It's like that hasn't happened since our wedding, and I don't think I really had a perspective on it then. But very honored that these people are traveling to be part of this event, and another number of local people. Things are coming together real, real well. It has caused me to do a number of odd jobs around the house. Of course, with the standard stuff that's coming, I've still got to zip up the house, including the studio, where we just lock doors on dirty rooms. We've got just a ton of stuff going on along with this party planning. Lisa's car, we actually are going to close the deal today. Get Lisa a new 2005 Subaru with about 99,000 miles on it. Needs some maintenance, as I mentioned. We did check with the dealer on the warranty that the owner has. A couple of things are covered, a couple aren't, so we still got to put some bucks into it to get it its 100,000 mile maintenance and to fix a couple of very minor leaks. Other than that, it's a pretty tight, pretty nice car. Turbo. Not sure how I feel about giving a 17-year-old a turbo car, but it is what it is. So, mentioned those odd jobs. I got the screens all replaced on the sunroom. Oh, man, that looks nice. That's sweet. That's looks like brand-new doors. Well, I guess it's brand-new screens, and there's not much else to a screen door than the screen and the frame. The frame is white, but it is a little discolored from age. And I forgot how annoying it is to get screen doors on and off their tracks. But got it done, and it looks all great. No more cat claw marks in there. No more places for, no more egress for the insects. Also put the sand on the brick patio. That looks nice. They're all leveled out. We had those redone a couple of years ago for Julie's graduation, and looks very, very nice. Also did things that Donna's been after me for a while, like fixing the two on our address on the front of the house. It's just kind of, the two is hanging on the four. It's not nailed down or glued down anymore to the vinyl siding. How hard is it to find your hammer and a little picture nail and bash that thing back into the house? Well, it took me all of about 2 minutes. So I did that, and she's happy. Also trimmed the trees. There were a few branches hanging low. Annoying for the boy who cuts the grass. Annoying for me, who has to go pick weeds and stuff, and you keep getting sticks in the face. So we've got that all set. There's a post. The town comes around the third Tuesday of every month and picks all that garbage up. But, of course, they didn't this week. I was counting on it. And it rained last night, so now I got a bunch of wet sticks in the front of the yard that I got to somehow load up into the van. Donna's got today, tomorrow, and Friday off. I believe her sister's coming today, but I could be wrong on that. And I mentioned that I'm just honored of all the people who can make it. Unfortunately, some can't. My sister called on Tuesday? No, yesterday was Tuesday. She called on Monday and said she can't make it because her brother has been playing Good Samaritan to the point of near exhaustion. In the last couple of weeks, his dad, which would be my brother-in-law's father, I don't know if that makes him my, I don't know what it makes him, but he's got some heart problems. He had to go through surgery, and they were moving him back from Minneapolis to Marquette, Michigan. And, of course, my brother-in-law and my sister live in Traverse City, so he's got to go all that distance. Then he finds out his brother, who I know from high school, I think he's a year older than me, Terry, also needed an emergency heart surgery. He had a tumor or something close to his heart, so he had to go take care of Terry in Green Bay, and then get Terry's son to college. So, God bless you, Tom. I understand you can't make it this weekend. I wouldn't think of forcing you. So, Marilyn called and said, you know, is it all right? I hate to tell you this. I said, absolutely. Under those conditions, I would tell him to stay home. And we'll get together October, November, probably meet in someplace in the middle, have a nice dinner, maybe go see a movie or something, hang out and have a little more one-on-one time, or two-on-two time, whatever it is. So looking forward to that. And there have been a number of last-minute changes. Some people can't make Friday, so they're going to Saturday. Some people can't make Saturday. And I find myself with about 8 extra ball game tickets. So if you're local and you're not doing anything this Saturday, and you want to come to our anniversary party at the Timber Rattlers game, I got tickets for free. It's going to be a fun time. So that's it for this time. I'm going to post this, and apparently I have to manually post this to the Facebook group. I thought maybe Craig had something automated, but I noticed that Tabs and Craig and Clinton and some of the others are posting there, and I went, whoops. So where's mine? I got to do it. It's kind of like work. I got to update the SOP to include the work instruction to include a little more step. Here it is, nearly done with the dog days of podcasting, and I finally discover that I have to post to the Facebook page. So, till next time, 101.